Welcome back,
ladies. Hello.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. For the first time in a year, you have new Sons of Liberty content.
Yep,
we have returned with a reckoning. Not a reckoning. But
we don't get energy for that shit anymore.
No,
we got enough though. We have enough.
We got enough. We're here for you. If you haven't been keeping up on the news in the last year, because we dropped off the face of the earth, well, welcome back. We will catch you up on a lot of shit that's going on.
Yeah, you're going to have to catch me up a little bit, too, but that's good. We can discuss.
So, let's talk about some shit. Actually, before I get into anything, letting you guys know who's here. Culper, as always, back, and Sack is back. What do you, Zach, know about what's going on with China right now?
Not too much. I saw a couple things freaking the other day, but it was on, you know, those very crappy news channels. They're talking about it very briefly and, you know, they don't care about freaking what's going on in China. But what's happening there, I saw something about them starting to support Russia more. And then there was something about, like, they had a plane off of the wing of, like, one of our planes or one of South Korea's planes or something.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that.
Like,
I mean,
very close. Like, they were flying, like, within, you know, a few hundred meters of each other or something like that. Just like a, you know, threat of presence kind of thing or something like that. But, yeah. So that's not cool.
No. And they're getting real fucking... They're flexing their muscle a lot with the Taiwan stuff.
Like, oh, are they doing that again now?
Big time. That's big time. And yeah, they are. The reports are that China is sending... They are supplying deadly weapons to Russia for the Russian war in Ukraine, which we'll get into as well. We'll talk about what's going on with
It just feeds everything. It's just... That's not good.
Yeah. But I was reading an article today in the Wall Street Journal about how China is really reverting back to their communist dictatorship style. Like, so after World War II, Mao and the communists defeated Chiang Kai-shek and the nationalist Chinese. The nationalists fled to Taiwan. And the communists took over mainland China. That's why the People's Republic of China today wants to take Taiwan. Because it's what's left of the nationalist Chinese. But in the, like, 1980s, China had a huge, like, opening up of their economy. They embraced a lot of capitalist ideas and free market stuff. And their dictator, Deng Xiaoping, wanted to kind of, like I said, open China up, like, to the world and international trade and relax the society a little bit. And their current leader in China, Xi Jinping, he's done all sorts of stuff where he's, there's no more term limits for his position. He is the dictator for life.
Mm-hmm.
And they've
is his title president or dictator?
I thought
he was still president.
He's not called a dictator or king or anything like that. But no, I think he's the president, I think, or the premier of fucking, like, the Communist Party. But I guess under his leadership, they've, like, reverted. He's undone a lot of the changes that Deng Xiaoping did in the 80s to open China up. Like, he's the current leader of China, Xi Jinping, is, like, returning China to, like, Maoist communist China. Like, where it's a legitimate dictatorship and, like, everything is controlled by the Communist Party. Like, they're going back to being, like, real communists. Because for the longest time, I think literally since the 80s, China hasn't, like, they are communist, but they weren't, like, really communist. Like, yeah. there were private businesses and shit like that, and trade and capitalism, and
yeah.
that's why China became a world power.
Right.
Because they opened up the economy, and they used their massive labor force, and, you know, but I guess now they really are starting to pull back into their old ways of, like, real communist thinking.
Freaking sucks.
Which is fucking scary. It's yeah, like, it holy is. Shit. Like, especially if they do end up going after Taiwan. Because it's like, the U.S. government recently in the last year or two has been pretty direct that if China attacks Taiwan, that we're going to back up Taiwan militarily.
We should.
Fucking, you think we should?
I think we should. Again, I mean, we're tight with Taiwan.
We are.
You know? It's like, I don't like freaking conflict stuff. But like, I don't know. Fucking say that now, but I don't fucking know. I mean, they could fucking wipe out Taiwan in a day if they really wanted to. Fucking.
Yes, if they really wanted to. It all comes down to, like, well, what is their goal? Do they just want to, like, the thing is, I don't think they want to kill everyone in Taiwan or something like that. Like, they...
No, I think they just want them to capitulate, pretty much.
Yeah, they want them to recognize the People's Republic of China.
Right.
Like, they are now... They want the Taiwanese who just are Chinese people. They are. Mm-hmm. If you're Taiwanese, you're Chinese. Mm-hmm. Speak fucking Mandarin.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, man, it's fucking... the but only thing that Taiwan really does have going for them in this situation is they're an island.
Right.
So it's like, you'd have to land an amphibious invasion or...
Right, it's a...
Paradrop.
There's no, I mean, they can't go about it lightly. There's no,
no, like, if you're going to invade Taiwan, you have to...
It's a war.
It's a full-scale war.
Immediately.
Yeah. The only way you could go about it lightly, and lightly is, I'm using it in a loose way, is if you full-scale invade, but you invade and successfully knock out their government...
Mm-hmm.
Like, quick. Like, yeah. bang. Get in there within, like, 2 days. Yeah. You take out their government and force them to surrender.
Right.
Because it's like, yeah, you went full-scale war mode to do it, but it's over. Like, yeah. the war's over quick. There's no time for the Taiwanese government to, like, organize resistance, mm-hmm. stuff like that.
But it's like, you know how freaking China's been handling things with the Uyghur Muslims and everything like that. If they did that, let's say they do that exact situation. They took out the government, and they're just like, yep, you guys are, you're going by our rules now. You're doing things this way. When people start to rise up and go against that, anybody that does is going to disappear.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they would. They would. The Taiwanese, the people of...
There'd be a lot of the population that's just like, yep, like...
We're not embracing communism.
And they'd be like, nope, hey, we're going to get rid of you. We don't care.
Nope,
because they don't care about life over there.
No, all they care about with the issue of Taiwan is the fact that Taiwan still claims the title of China.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the Taiwanese government, the name of their country is not Taiwan.
Yeah,
it's the Republic of China.
Yeah,
like, and that's an issue for the People's Republic of China, mm-hmm. Communist China.
Yeah.
They don't like that there's another China.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, no, but I don't know. Fucking, so you think we should get involved? I mean, the issue is that we've said we would.
Yeah.
So, like,
we have to back them up. I can't imagine they have much for a freaking military defense over there. Again, I don't really know, but, like...
Not anything crazy.
We'd have to fucking back them up fucking navally and with an air force and everything like that, at least. You could do a blockade or something like that, you know? Which is, that's war.
Yeah, that's all out war. Like, that's, I mean, you blockade, so you're saying, like, blockade China, communist China.
I don't know, what else would you do? How else are we just going to send them freaking weapons and shit like that to a militia group over there that it's going to end up being?
That's the thing. Like, Taiwan does have a standing military. They do. They have a standing army. They have a standing air force. They have a navy. It's small. You know what I mean? It's not a huge country, so they don't have... They do have all modern stuff, though, which is huge. Most of it's from us.
Right.
Like, we sell stuff to them.
Right.
So I think they have, like, F-16s and F-18 fighters. They have... I think they use the M4. So they can mount
a defense, but, like...
Yeah, they have good weapons.
But China, it's China. It's fucking...
But that's the thing. It's like you're going against a fucking juggernaut.
Yeah.
Like, you're not being attacked by a little country.
They have more people to fight with than anybody else. Fucking...
And they don't, I don't believe the Chinese government values the lives of its soldiers.
No, so it's just...
They would throw their troops into the fight, meat grinder style, if they needed to.
Yeah, 100%.
I mean, it's kind of like what the Russians are doing in Ukraine. Because they've always had that same mentality, the meat grinder mentality. Overwhelm your enemy with numbers if necessary.
Right.
Like...
Yeah. Comparing it to that situation, too, it's like, Ukraine's huge. Ukraine has a lot of freaking resources to freaking stand up. Like, they can hold out. They had a big standing military over there.
Yes, and now with the amount of troops they pulled in, yeah, with their draft and everything, the only issue with Ukraine is they don't actually have any ability to fight without outside support.
No, they don't.
They don't, Ukraine doesn't manufacture any weapons in their own country. No.
But they have manpower.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
They have manpower, Taiwan
doesn't have the manpower.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Not like fucking, not like Ukraine.
Yeah.
Although Ukraine, I think there's shit that is not being really reported.
That's the thing. When I hear stuff on the news about that shit, I don't know what the fuck to believe because, like, I don't know, you know, mainstream media keeps saying that freaking Ukraine is winning the war and Russia's fucking, you know, and like. Russia doesn't have the weapons to keep going, and if their soldiers are sitting on the side of the road and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I don't know how true any of this stuff is. Freaking.
My thing is, I hate when they're saying that Ukraine is like doing well. How can you say a country's doing well when about 30% of their land is occupied by Russian forces?
Right.
You're basically already annexed
into their country.
Yeah, literally.
Yeah.
As far as like the Russian government, it actually is annexed.
You're right.
They've reinstituted school and stuff like that. They've introduced the Russian curriculum in classes.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like they've annexed parts of Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is that Ukraine has, like I said, they genuinely don't manufacture any of the weapons that they're using.
Mm-hmm.
Even the ammunition. They don't manufacture bullets in their country. They're completely reliant on outside sources for their military right now when they're in an all-out fucking war. Mm-hmm. And I look at that, and now this sounds bad, but I'm like, if you literally can't produce a single weapon to defend your country, then what the fuck are we doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, why is it falling on us as the United States to arm and fund all of Ukraine? Because that's a big thing, too. So you guys, we haven't had an episode in a long time. At this point, as of, is it the 13th? I don't even know. No, today's the 12th.
Yeah.
March 12th, 2023, the United States government is completely funding Ukraine. We're funding like 95% of their military. The other 5% is coming from other European countries and shit like that.
But it's not even close. Like, how much the other European countries have funded them compared to what we're giving them.
Well, like I said, like 95% of everything is from us.
And
it's not even just the military. Our U.S. tax dollars are paying for their public employees. We're paying for Ukraine's teachers to go to work and teach the kids.
Mm-hmm.
U.S. taxpayers, money coming out of your check, is paying for the pensions of Ukrainian people.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Which is fucking crazy.
I don't remember how many freaking the dollar amount of what we've given.
It's $50 billion, or actually, it might be more than that. You guys who are listening can fact check us. It's somewhere between, and it could be. I believe it's between $50 to $100 billion, which is fucking crazy.
That's insane.
Like,
and I don't know. Everything's changed too, because at the beginning we were like, we're only going to give them defensive measures, and now we're sending freaking Abrams tanks over there to fucking help them.
We're sending the best tanks in the fucking world. Which the other major issue with that shit is we're setting ourselves up. So if you guys who are listening are unaware, we get involved in World War One. One of the big things that really starts getting Americans involved before a declaration of war from the United States is that our ships, cargo ships are being accused by the Germans of supplying weapons from the United States to Britain and to France. So the German submarines start sinking U.S. transport ships because they don't want arms and supplies getting to the countries that the Germans are fighting. Mm-hmm. World War II, the same thing. Once we fucking, we had been lend-leasing equipment. We were giving equipment and supplies to the British and to the Soviets before we declared war. Long before we declared war. And it's like, you're involved in the fucking war.
Right.
Like,
to the nation that's opposing you, that's an act of war against
them. Yeah, you're arming their enemies. Like, Russia, like, would it be a surprise or would it seem illogical to you if Russia was like, yeah, we're going to start shooting down U.S. Transport planes that are bringing the supplies to the Ukrainians? Mm-hmm. If I was the Russians, I'd be like, I'd warn the U.S. first. I'd be like, listen, like, we are going to view, if you send shit to Ukraine, we're in a war with them, we're going to start shooting down your fucking transport planes. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're going to keep doing this, we will view you. And this is another thing. The Russian government has very clearly been saying to their people that they are at war with the United States. That's something that's big, is the Russian people and the Russian government are fighting this fight from the perspective that they are at war with the United States.
Yeah, and it's like, look, they're looking at it that way. Now we know that China's going to start backing Russia. What other fucking people do you actually need to have a freaking world war? You don't. Fucking Europe's already involved, but yeah. Like, they're NATO. They're with us.
Fucking. I was going to say, yeah, pretty much all of Europe's with us if we go to fight. And they're fucking useless, by the way. Most of the European countries are fucking useless. If we go into an all-out war with Russia and China, which, and again, by the way, like, I want you guys who are listening to understand, we are at war with Russia right now. Like, we are. It's an undeclared war. And anyone who says we're not, I want you to think about this. We are completely supplying and funding Ukraine. It's your money.
Well, think about it,
too. That's funding the war.
We're sending them all this equipment. It's like, we're not just sending it over there. We're teaching them how to use it,
yes.
too.
Yeah. You there know? Are Ukrainian troops in the United States right now learning how to use our weapon systems.
Yeah.
Like, we're at war with Russia.
Yeah.
It might not be declared, but again, from the Russian perspective, they think they're at war with us. And we are. We are at war with Russia. Our troops might not be fighting them yet. But we are conducting a proxy war through Ukraine.
There's Russians dying at our hands.
Yes. Yeah, there are Russian troops being killed by American-made weapons and American-supplied weapons.
Yeah.
It's that simple.
Yeah.
Like, fucking, and again, these people who are like, one thing I want to ask people, and again, I'm not saying, like, I want Ukraine to get conquered and die. That's not the point. That's not the point I'm making.
No.
The point is, why are we involved in this? Mm-hmm. Like Ukraine was not a member of NATO. They were not part of our alliance system.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we've just inserted ourselves in this fight. Like,
I can't help thinking it's got to have a bunch to do with whatever the frickin' Biden family has going on with Ukraine.
I'm sure that's part of it.
And, like, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff with the U.S. government that's been involved in Ukraine, not just the Biden family in general. But,
but yeah, there was fucking Hunter Biden worked for Burisma, that Ukrainian energy company.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, there's some weird shit going on.
There's a lot of money going on with that, you know? Fucking.
Like.
But even so, it's like, yes, we're an independent nation. We don't need to be involved with this at all. There's that fact. But also, it's just like, all right, the more we get involved, how many more people are dying the more and more we get involved in this?
That's, you know, the thing.
It's like, yeah, if we just stayed out of this, could this have been over? Could a peace treaty have been signed? Could nobody be dying from this anymore at this point? It's like, possibly.
Oh, I would say 100%. If we, like I said, this right now, the second we stop supplying weapons to Ukraine, it's over. They're done. They have, I read something the other day that was from, I think it was actually from the U.S. government. I think our government said that the aid package of weapons that we've sent them, the most recent one, at the current rate of combat that's taking place, the aid package, all the supplies we've sent them, will have been exhausted by summer.
It's freaking
Which
crazy.
Is fucking crazy. Like,
that's fucking 3 months away, not even.
Yeah. So what, are we just going to keep sending them fucking, like, $5 billion fucking aid packages? Like, what, we can't do that. Like, we can't just keep doing that. That's fucking insane. That's crazy.
I know.
Like,
well, it's just, I don't know, fucking, it's the military-industrial complex. That's what it is.
Yeah.
It's like, we're just, and even they're looking at this, oh, we're making money off of war. And, but it's like, they're never going to pay us back.
No. And the crazy thing
is, they're going to be indebted to us forever, fucking, which...
So that is something. So that's one thing, right? I was thinking about that, that Ukraine is fighting for their independence,
yeah,
right? That they're fighting a war to maintain their independence. They've already lost the war to maintain their independence. They just didn't lose it to Russia. Mm-hmm. They lost it to us.
Right.
We own Ukraine now.
Yeah.
Like, and now I'm looking at it, like, because I don't want us to be involved, but I'm taking a step back and going, long term, if we supply Ukraine enough where they can fight the Russians to a stalemate, and Russia fucking keeps the land they've already taken, but they get a peace treaty through, and, you know, Ukraine is a smaller country, but they maintain their independence from Russia, then it's like, well, we own Ukraine now.
Right. Like, well, I mean, we already do,
access
because
to their resources.
We told them, you can't talk peace. We already own them. Already do.
Yep.
It's like, if we just let them talk peace, we'd still fucking own them. They'd be indebted to us forever, the amount of money they fucking owe us, and the fucking the losses that their economy has obviously freaking taken from all this shit.
Remember I read something the other day that said that Ukraine's economy has shrunk since the beginning of the war by 40%.
Yeah.
Which is not like that. Your country's gone.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Your country's gone, dude. Your economy doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, man. That's just, it's like, yeah, do I want Russia to go in and conquer all of Ukraine? No. But, like, if freaking we save billions of lives by doing that, then by not doing anything, okay. Or if we just let them talk peace and let Russia keep what they took, is that such a bad thing that there's no war happening anymore?
Yeah. I love that to be anti-war now. Like, to have the viewpoint of, I don't want us to fund this war, I don't want us involved in a war, makes you an extremist.
It's fucking weird, man.
Or that the way that the liberal-leaning media frames it is that you support Russia because you don't want the United... I'm like, no, I support the United States. I don't want us involved in this. I don't want us to get sucked into a fucking war with the nuclear superpower.
Yeah.
Listen,
they're going to use nukes against us if we get involved.
Oh, if we go to war with Russia, they'll use a fucking nuke.
They were 100% will use a nuke.
Like, maybe not right away, but if let's say we go to war with Russia, if Russia's losing territory, like their territory, like Russian territory is being lost, you think they're not going to use nuclear weapons to defend their homeland?
Yeah.
Like, they'd be fucking crazy not to.
Their whole point of this is they need this land back. They need the land.
Yeah, they view it as their land.
Like, if they start losing more land, they feel threatened, they're not going to use their best weapons against us.
And this is a big thing that I've tried to point out to people is, because I've seen stuff where it's like, the Russians are trying to exterminate Ukraine. And I'm like, no, they're not. That's not true. They need the population. And not to mention, if Russia wanted to completely obliterate Ukraine, they already could have.
Yeah.
They could have nuked Kiev.
Yeah.
Like, they don't want to do that.
No, they want Kiev. Kiev's the most important thing to them, right?
I think Kiev and Odessa are the two big, big cities they give a fuck about. Because Kiev is literally the foundation city of the Russian people.
Mm-hmm.
They were originally the Kievan Rus,
mm-hmm.
the first version of Russians in history. And Odessa, which is, I think, the largest port city Ukraine has, was commissioned and, like, funded by Catherine the Great, the Tsarina of Russia, back in the day. So it's like, I think they view Ukraine as a very, very important part of their history.
Yeah.
And it's part of their country, as far as they're concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, because, again, if Russia wanted to just go scorched earth and obliterate Ukraine, they could.
Yeah.
If they wanted to, they could fucking destroy the country if they really felt like it.
Mm-hmm.
But they haven't. They've been fighting for a year using primarily small arms weapons or, like, you know, tanks and fucking missiles and shit. They're not firing fucking nuclear bombs.
Right, they're not firebombing the freaking...
Exactly, they're not firebombing cities. Yeah. Like, it's like... And now, I have seen that, like, the cities where the fighting is taking place right now, I mean, they've been shelled into oblivion. Like, I've seen aerial shots, aerial photographs of different towns and cities in eastern Ukraine where a lot of the fighting's happening. I mean, it's a fucking, like, it looks like a World War I battlefield. All the shell holes.
Yeah.
Like, from area, it's like this, it's destroyed. The city's gone.
Right.
Like, this is not a city anymore. This is rubble where human beings are fighting each other over.
Right.
Which is fucking crazy.
That's fucking nuts.
But again, Ukraine has, as an independent nation, they've already lost the war.
Mm-hmm.
Because they cannot fight it independently anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I also, this is what I mean about, I want to backtrack to something I said about how the media says shit that I, like, so I read a story about the Ukrainian military a couple weeks ago, and the way they framed the article was, like, it was basically a girl power article.
Okay.
And what they were saying in the article was, the Ukrainian military, like, the Ukrainian population is so dedicated to fighting for their independence that 1 in 4 Ukrainian soldiers is now a female. Meaning that many of the women are getting up to fight as well. And they, if you read the story like that, it's like, okay, yeah, like girl power. The girls are tough and they're fighting to protect their country. Meanwhile, me having an understanding of fucking military history and world history, I look at that and first off, yes, there are female soldiers and they're hardcore and they're badass. Just like any of the male soldiers. Men do the fighting. Women usually don't do the fighting. If 1 in 4 of your soldiers is a woman, what that says to me, by reading through between the lines, so many of your men are dead that now you have to force your women into the fight.
Right.
That's how I read it.
Before, they were doing whatever they could to help the men. You know, I'm sure a few of them were picking up a gun and fighting, you know. But
of course.
But now it's like they're forced to fight.
Yeah, they literally don't have an option because there aren't enough fighting age men left,
yeah.
I think so many have been wounded, so many have been killed. Like that's not something that is something to brag about. 25% of our military is made up of women. It's like, and I don't mean that like, oh, women can't do the job. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is, reading between the lines, that means that so many of your men have died that now you have to put your women out.
It's just
there.
An empowering story that they can put out there.
Yeah,
to help people support Ukraine.
It's propaganda.
Yes.
It's doing what a propaganda piece should do. It's trying to motivate your population.
And now, you know what? Good for those women. They're standing up and defending what they believe in.
Yes.
Awesome.
It's fantastic. It's my criticism is not a knock on the women. I'm like, yeah, fuck, that's awesome.
No, it's a knock on our media is what it is.
Yes, of just like...
We're just... I don't know. We're bending the truth and... putting in a different way, putting a different light.
Yeah, where for some reason we are creating propaganda for the Ukrainian government.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what are we doing? Yeah. Like, what the hell?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is this? Like, when the fuck did Ukraine... I want to say, why does Ukraine matter to the United States? I want to ask these people who are so gung-ho about helping Ukraine, why... does Ukraine matter to the United States?
Yeah.
And what is the objective here? Because that's one thing I was
literally...
What's
the objective and what's it worth? Is it worth putting boots on the ground? Is it worth a nuke landing on our freaking shores? Like, how far are you willing to go for this? You know?
Absolutely.
Because, like, at some point, it's not our choice anymore. It's, you know...
100%.
When Russia says, no, we're attacking fucking NATO, it's not our choice anymore. Russia's going to do what they're going to fucking do. And we egged them on to do it the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
At this point, freaking, our leaders know what the fuck they're doing. They know where we're headed. Freaking,
oh, yeah.
They don't care. Freaking.
I read a thing. It was talking about how the amount of supplies we're sending to Ukraine is making it so that if the U.S. goes into a major war, we do not have enough supplies. Now, obviously, if we went into total war, we can shift our manufacturing to war material.
Yeah.
But the thing is, our manufacturing right now is not producing war material. Like,
yeah.
Obviously, our military companies are. You know what I mean? Like, fucking...
Yeah, we have to convert everything.
Yeah, like, we're not in a total war mode. We're fucking... Ford is still making Ford cars. They're not making tanks.
Yeah.
Like, this isn't World War II. Yeah. But I remember seeing, a couple weeks ago, fucking a general, a U.S. Army general, I think it was Army, a U.S. military fucking general, came out and said something about, like, at the rate we're sending supplies to them, it puts us in danger of, if we enter a prolonged fight... that at our current rate of production, we won't have enough equipment for a long-term war. Now, obviously, if we fucking shift our manufacturing like we did during World War II and World War I, yeah, we'd fucking get there. We'd be able to get our production capability.
Right. I mean, like, our production's going to turn around faster than Russia's ever would, you know? Like,
yes. One big thing, though. Russia is going into a war state. I mean, they've been in it. They've already drafted 300,000 more troops.
They're
going to
be there.
And the other thing is, they're at war.
Yeah.
They're fighting a war right now.
Yeah, like they're already ready.
Yeah, know? Like their military structure is in war mode.
Yeah.
Like their production is increasing. They're fucking, like, whereas, if, like, I don't know. I don't understand what the fuck we're doing. What, like, and a big thing is, dude, ask some of these people who are in favor of us aiding Ukraine, all that stuff. What do you consider victory for Ukraine?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is victory for Ukraine?
Yeah.
Is it that you fight the Russians to a standstill and get a peace treaty? Which they're not saying that.
Yeah.
They're saying the last things I've heard are people saying Ukraine, an American victory for Ukraine means Ukraine taking back Crimea and the territory Russia currently holds. That's not happening.
No, you'd have to outright defeat Russia.
Yeah.
There would have to be World War III for that scenario to happen. There would have to be. For Russia.
And Russia has already, again, like we talked about, they have formally annexed the territory. That they have, like, Crimea, as well as the eastern chunk of Ukraine. They literally have changed, they've shifted the wireless cell phone service providers in the area are now Russian providers.
Mm-hmm.
They've put, the kids are back in school learning the Russian curriculum. They've hooked up all the electrical shit. The power grid, everything is now connected to Russia's power grid.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally not part of Ukraine anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of the infrastructure, like, it's part of Russia. If you fucking start pushing them out, the Russians are going to view it as you are attacking them on their soil.
Right.
Like, which is when they would use more advanced weaponry. Like,
not to mention, like, all right, if all this goes this route and, you know, we go the way that it seems like the U.S. government wants to go and all these people want to go that are backing Ukraine and everything, not that we're not backing Ukraine, frickin', we just don't want war to happen at all, frickin'.
I'm not backing Ukraine. I'll fucking say that. I don't give a shit. I'm not backing Russia either. No. I don't give a fuck.
Well, yeah. I'm definitely not backing Russia. But, I mean, I don't want Ukraine to get conquered. I'll say that, frickin', you know, but, like, we shouldn't be supporting them because we're feeding this whole freaking thing that's going to end up in World War III or a nuclear war or a freaking... And then tie that all together with what we were saying before with Taiwan. What, are we going to go to war with fucking Russia and Ukraine at the... I mean, I'm sorry. Russia and China at the same fucking time? Because if it goes to that state, freaking, we're going to be fighting China too. And we are going to be the ones fighting China because we're on that side of the freaking world. Fucking...
Yeah, yes. And we've already been flexing our muscle at China. China's flexing back at us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Over the last fucking year, like, China is they're straight up saying, like, yeah, no, we control the seas here. Like, the U.S. Navy's not. Now, listen, all I know is I'm not a fan of the fact that our government has effectively caused us to be directly involved in a war. Because it's not, oh, we're sending some stuff to help a country at war. We're not. We're sending everything. Like, we're funding their entire government.
No, I look at it right now, the way everything's been going, and our government is at fault for most of this right now.
Yes. I would say us along with, I mean, it's primarily our government, along with the rest of NATO, by fucking with Ukraine and, like, pulling them towards NATO and all the shit when Russia this whole time was like, yeah, Ukraine can't join NATO. We don't want them. Like, and I understand that there is the concept of self-determination for a country. I understand right. that. And normally that is something I'm very in favor of. And I'm not normally, I am in favor of that. But I'm like, I don't think it's fucking worth going to war with Russia for Ukraine's independence. I just don't. I'm like, I don't want Americans to die for Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Like, that just doesn't fucking sit with me. I'm like, what are we doing? But I know things are escalating a lot. Like, you made a great point about how originally it was, oh, we're going to send non-lethal aid to Ukraine. In other words, we were sending, like, armor and helmets and defensive weapon systems. Like, things that could, like, shoot down, could intercept, like, incoming missiles and stuff like that. Now we're sending them, like you said, fucking Abrams tanks.
Yep.
We're sending them artillery, all the long-range artillery.
Right.
That it's like, we're...
Yeah, they long-range artillery where they could shoot from Ukraine and hit Russian
cities. Into Russia, yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, so now we're straight up... And I mean, I was watching an interview with, I don't remember who it was, a member of our government who's on the Armed Services Committee, and he said that a Ukrainian victory is... will require the U.S. to send weapons that allow them, the Ukrainians, to strike Russian-held Crimea, the Russian-held Eastern Ukrainian territory, and into Russia itself. I was like, so you're basically advocating on national television for giving weapons to a country so they can attack Russia's soil. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
You think about how fucked up that is, though, because it's like, all right. Russia just took this in the last year, and now freaking...
Well, it took Crimea in 2014. Oh,
Crimea they took in 2014, but the land they just took...
Yeah, they only had it for a year.
So, those are Ukrainian citizens, so you want Ukraine to shoot at their own citizens in these cities?
Well, that too.
It's like, that's fucked.
It's just, it's not like...
Who are now just living there and trying to freaking...
Survive,
yeah. You know? Like,
not to mention, the areas that Russia controls right now in eastern Ukraine, for the most part, most of the eastern Ukrainian territory that Russia holds wants to be Russian. Those were the areas that were the separatist areas of Ukraine that were pro-Russia. Like, they wanted Ukraine to be closer to Russia.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it's been very easy for the Russians to hold that territory. Because they have a lot of support in that territory.
Okay. I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
It makes perfect sense, but I didn't realize that.
Yeah. What is it? Luhansk and Donetsk are those two the names of the two chunks of eastern Ukraine that Russia is currently occupying. And now, am I saying that, like, every person there wants to be Russian? No, of course not. But those two areas for the last decade have been pushing for Ukraine to be closer tied to Russia. They're pro-Russian. Mm-hmm. They also, a lot of them fucking speak Russian and ethnically are Russian.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're Russian fucking people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There's just fucking, there's so much. It has become such a fucking convoluted mess where we're sending so much equipment. Apparently, again, another article I read the other day was that we have sent more aid to Ukraine in a year to fight Russia than we sent to Britain during all of World War II.
Yeah, it's fucking wild.
That's fucked up to me.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, what the, that's not sustainable, man. Unless we go to a total war footing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but we're not in total war mode. Like, our country is in peace mode.
Yeah.
Our civilian population, our production, it's like, no, we're at peace. Mm-hmm. We're not at war.
Mm-hmm.
Like, in terms of the way we're living our lives. So it's like, we cannot, unless we're going to go to a total war mobilization of our economy,
mm-hmm.
then we cannot produce enough shit to continue to fuel this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, well, like, what are we doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Like, a buddy of mine who's an Army Ranger told me that he did the math, and I think every household in the United States, if you break down, like, the amount of money that we've sent to Ukraine, if you break it down, because it's all U.S. taxpayer dollars,
mm-hmm.
every household in the United States has, on average, $6,000 from every American household that's been mm-hmm. given to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you want to talk about viewing it from a local perspective,
mm-hmm.
How much better off would you be if every fucking house in America got like $6,000 right now?
Yeah.
Instead of sending it to Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, people fucking can barely afford their oil. People can barely afford eggs. People can barely afford their groceries. Fucking yeah, shit is the expensive.
Way, the way our country is going right now, the middle class is going to be destroyed.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be destroyed. Everybody's going to be either below the poverty line or they're going to be wealthy. Like,
yep.
It's, like,
the middle class is being gutted. And it's like, what are you
and
doing?
And most people are going under.
Yes, I don't really know that many people that are like, I'm doing great.
Yeah.
Like, everything is coming up roses financially. It's like, no, everyone I talk to is like, things are really expensive. Like, we're cutting back on things. We're not ordering out as much. Yeah. We're not fucking buying the extra shit. Like, mm-hmm. we're going with the store brand stuff instead of the brand name shit. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? To save a fucking couple dollars here and there,
mm-hmm.
Which is the smart thing to do. But it's just like, what the fuck, man? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't... Why does it seem like our government is more interested, like, cares more about the fucking, like, day-to-day lives of foreign citizens in another country than about the day-to-day lives of their own citizens? Like, dude, people are going through some shit right now. Our country's mm-hmm. not doing that well. Like, compared to everyone else in the world, we're still doing great, obviously, with the United States. We're fucking the richest country in the fucking world.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, well, fucking your average families are struggling, man. They're fucking struggling. And it's mm-hmm. like, Jesus Christ, that should be your priority.
Yeah.
Like, for fuck's sake, man. Like,
and yeah, is it worth freaking people in this country going into poverty, a lot of people, to freaking,
to fund a war for Ukraine's independence?
Yeah.
That's the question.
Mm-hmm.
And I say no. I'm like, I don't fuck that. Like, I want us to have cheap fuel. I want people to be able to afford lots of groceries. I want your middle class family with two or three kids to have no issue sending their kids to college, fucking paying for their kids to have good health care and food and all this shit. And instead, you have people fucking struggling and struggling and struggling, where it's like, especially...
It's the thing in Ukraine, too, with that whole situation, is just, if we don't do anything, those people might live over there, where right now, if we keep running, they might die, they might lose their whole family, or, freaking, there might be one person left in a family or something like that. And then fucking, if Russia were to just take over, are they going to be happy? Maybe not. But they're going to be alive? They're going to have a life and a family?
Is the city they live in going to not be being bombarded by artillery shells every day?
Yeah.
Like, that's the biggest thing, man. It really is. Is this war has gone on for over a year now. Over a year. And it's like I said, man, I'm seeing all these videos, these images of, like, before and after. Like, aerial photographs of Ukrainian towns and cities and stuff. And before, it's like, oh, yeah, it's an aerial picture of a town
yeah.
or a city. And when you see the current pictures, it's like, that place is gone.
Yeah.
Like, it's been leveled.
It's the way the governments of all these countries we've been talking about are looking at it. The lives in there don't matter.
No.
I am more concerned about the individual lives than the actual countries that they're in. As long as the lives are there, like, that's more like important to me than what country they live in.
Yeah, and that's the other thing, too. I think there is, like, a Cold War mentality. Old Cold, because we are in it. We're
in a Cold War right now. This is a Cold War.
But I'm talking, like, the Cold War, like, us versus the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
Russia's not the Soviet Union.
Mm-hmm.
They're not communists. Mm-hmm. They're not trying to spread communism throughout the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're not. They just aren't.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if Russia takes over Ukraine, like, it's not like all the Ukrainian people are going to be forced to accept communism and... You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah,
Russia.
They're not going to be forced into camps or have a terrible life or anything like that.
Probably like
it'll be different for them. Maybe it'll be harder for some people. Maybe it'll be better for some other people. Yeah. But
it's like they're not going to exterminate them. They're not trying to kill everybody.
Yeah,
they're trying to retake land that they used to own. Literally up until 1991, mm-hmm. Russia owned Ukraine, and that they have a long history of controlling, and that is strategically geopolitically speaking, very, very important for the Russians. Mm-hmm. Like, they view it as a border mm-hmm. with fucking Europe.
Yeah.
Like, there's a reason that Ukraine is called Ukraine. Again, I think I've said this on the podcast before. Ukraine literally just means borderland. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what the word Ukraine means, because mm-hmm. it was the borderland of the Russian Empire with the rest of Europe. Mm-hmm. You know, and if Russia controls Ukraine, they have effectively domination of the Black Sea right there. The water, the sea that's right underneath Ukraine. Yeah. And another thing, people act like, oh, Ukraine's like a beacon of democracy. And it's like, no, it's not. Ukraine's corrupt as fuck.
It's very corrupt.
It's like shit.
And like, you know, is Russia corrupt?
Yeah, yes, of course. Yeah, Russia's super fucking corrupt.
It's like, if you, I don't know, freaking, people go missing in Russia all the time. People get locked up for their entire lives for fucking saying the wrong things in Russia. But you know what? It happens in Ukraine, too.
Yes. Yes. Ukraine is not, like, the people have this thing in their head, because of the media, that Ukraine is France or the U.S. or Britain.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or Italy. Like, yeah. Like, countries that are democratic countries.
Yeah.
And it's like, Ukraine is a former Soviet republic that is just as corrupt as Russia is. And we've even seen it with fucking President Zelensky in Ukraine. He's been firing and arresting his staff left and right mm-hmm. for stealing money, for smuggling weapons that we've been sending. The other thing that's absolutely fucking insane to me is that we have absolutely no idea where any of the weapons or supplies are going that we're sending. None. We're just giving it to them and we're like, all right, fucking do what you want to do with the money mm-hmm. is literally what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like,
That's fucked up as it is, too. But then again, if we do know where we're going, then we're making strategic decisions militarily for them as well, too.
That's a big thing, too, is it's like, is Ukraine even making the decisions anymore?
Yeah.
Or are we? Yeah. And I guarantee you, there are United States special operations forces in Ukraine. Guarantee.
Yeah, I'm sure there is.
Guarantee you that there are fucking Navy SEALs or Special Forces, Green Berets, whatever.
I'm sure we're aiding them with, like, at least military tactics.
We're training them.
We're training them. Or, like, you should position your men here. You should freaking
this would be the right place.
You know.
Fucking. And another thing that people don't understand is, like, one thing is, just if the war continues to drag on, if it is just a war of attrition and it's, like, the two sides grinding each other down, Ukraine can't win a war of attrition against Russia. They don't have the manpower. They don't, like we've been talking about, they don't produce their own weapons.
Yeah.
They don't have the manpower and they don't have the means.
They won't have an economy anymore, which they're already losing. Yeah. And they won't have any people.
Yeah.
It's just going to be a meat grinder.
Exactly. Whereas Russia has a large enough population, they're rich enough, and they make their own weapons and equipment and shit in their own country.
Right.
So it's like Russia can continue this war, I mean, at this point, indefinitely.
Yeah.
Because, like, we put us and most of Europe and put all these sanctions on Russia, and it didn't really do much.
They're self-sustainable. Their country's massive.
They're massive. And China didn't go on board with any of the sanctions. India didn't go on board with any of the sanctions. Mm-hmm. Iran didn't. Like, you have most of fucking Asia didn't. Russia is still trading with pretty much all of the Asian countries, and mm-hmm. you know, it's like they were able to kind of backdoor their way out of the sanction blockade that we tried to put on them.
Yeah,
because it's like, well, okay, we just won't trade with Europe, we'll trade with Asia.
Yeah,
and it's like their economy's okay. Mm-hmm. It shrunk a little bit, the Russian economy, because, you know, all the sanctions, but they're fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they're fucking fine. The Russians are okay. They're not collapsing. Fucking, do you remember all the bullshit? It was like, Vladimir Putin's dying of cancer. Vladimir Putin's gone mentally insane. All the bullshit. It's like, he's not fucking dying. He's not mentally insane. Yeah. He is a rational... The other thing is, if you portray Vladimir Putin as insane, what you're doing is you're making it so that you can't negotiate. Because you can't negotiate with a psychopath. Like, someone who's actually crazy.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you have to make sure it's known that this person is a rational actor. That way you can reason with them.
Yeah.
To say, okay, like, let's find a way to stop the fighting.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to go out there day after day after day with the media pounding the drum of Vladimir Putin is crazy, he is a warmongering nutcase. Mm-hmm. Then it's like, okay, then why the fuck would he listen to reason?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
that, and it's like, all right, you're displaying him as that, and he freaking has his country invading Ukraine right now. What's going to stop him from invading other places if you keep displaying that to him and freaking, you know. Even if he is rational, it's like, okay, everybody's against me, then what the fuck am I going to listen to any sort of peace talks for?
That, and I think a big, big thing for the Russians is because of the fact that China is now helping them with military stuff, military lethal aid. Because, mm-hmm. Like I said, Russia produces their own shit, but, I mean, they're in a pretty fucking intense war. Mm-hmm. Like, it helps to have somebody else producing shit to send to you as well. And it's like, if China's sending them deadly military equipment, Russia's not going to run out of supplies. No, yeah, you know what I mean? Like, they're producing their own shit, and they're China getting Chinese stuff.
Yeah. China can produce anything faster than anybody in the world.
Pretty much.
You know?
Pretty much. The only country... I do think that our military industry, if we go total war mode, mm-hmm. I think we can outproduce China.
Think so?
I think so. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, we...
I don't know enough to say that. It's just... They produce more than most countries on a daily basis.
I mean, anyway. They are... Just... they're the manufacturing hub of the world.
Yes.
Where we used to be. Mm-hmm. We used to be, and we're not anymore, which sucks. But I don't know, man. It's fucking crazy. And Iran is also arming the Russians. Iran mm-hmm. is sending weapons and supplies mm-hmm. and stuff to the Russians as well. Like, it literally is. The world war is the stage has been set mm-hmm. for a world war.
Yeah.
The lines have been drawn. Like, yeah. We know what countries are on which side. And it's like...
Are there people out here that think that can't happen? That think it's not possible that we could freaking end up in a world war or get hit with a nuke? Like, do people not understand that? Fucking.
I mean, yeah, I'm sure they're fucking
or
idiots.
Or just think that nobody would ever use a nuke again for some reason? Like
that, or I think there are people who think that, like, it doesn't... They don't know the horrors of history well enough to... realize what it is that they're advocating for. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't think people understand that if we go to war with Russia, you're talking hundreds of millions of people will die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they will. World War II, I think...
Well, what's the death count? All right, it's already insane.
It's pretty high. It's not... It hasn't hit the millions yet, but it's, I mean, hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands.
That's ridiculous.
Dead. I mean, it's a fucking real war. Like, it's a real fucking war.
Yeah. It's like... I mean,
in any number.
Is that more than freaking Afghanistan that went for fucking 22 years or something like that already? I mean, we didn't.
I don't know.
We had less than what, 10,000 people die in Afghanistan, right?
Okay. I think between Iraq and Afghanistan, if I remember correctly, it's been a while since I saw this stat. I think we lost like 12,000 people between Iraq and Afghanistan combined.
Yeah.
Which is fucking wild.
It's crazy.
Like, and that's horrible.
It's horrible.
But when you look at that in the grand scheme of things,
those wars history, were going like, on for 20 years.
Yeah, it's like, that's like nothing.
Yeah.
Like, fucking Jesus Christ. Now, is it nothing to the families who lost
no,
people?
Not no, not at all.
It's the end of the world.
Yeah.
For them.
But do you want to multiply that by 100?
And that's the other thing. You think the Russian population, if their sons are dying, do you think they're going to be like, oh yeah, we'll just back off?
Yeah.
Like, they're going to be like, fuck that. Like, yeah. Like you fucking people. Like, you you know, it's... And one thing I'll tell you, man. Everything I've been seeing is that the Russian government has been doing an excellent job of rallying their population
mm-hmm.
to support the war.
I'm sure they have.
I've seen stuff that the vast majority of Russians are in favor of the war. They support it. They support Putin. There is I think it's like 70% of the population is in favor of the war. That's a big majority. That's a big fucking majority.
I know people have talked to Russians, and they're saying, like, the Russian people are angry about what we think about what's going on, too. Because it's like, as a Russian citizen, they're like, who the fuck are you in the United States or Canada to tell me what the fuck my country can do?
Exactly. Yeah.
You know, it's like, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, and, you know, you can look at that anyway, but it's like... This is their fucking country. Fucking, that's how they're looking at it, you know? I mean,
we invaded Iraq.
You know?
Iraq didn't do anything to us. In 2003, we invaded them.
Yeah.
We accused them of having weapons of mass destruction. They didn't have weapons of mass destruction. No. We invaded them. Over 1 million Iraqis died.
Mm-hmm.
Over a million Iraqis died.
Yeah.
When we invaded them.
That weapons of mass destruction thing is the stupidest thing ever. It was never even, it was really never even defined what the fuck that meant.
We didn't, it was like chemical weapons, nuclear weapons, some shit like that.
Yeah.
And it's like, and then there wasn't anything.
No.
Fucking, and literally over a million Iraqis died during our invasion of Afghanistan. That's why when I listen to these politicians that have been in our government fucking since the Iraq war, who were like all in favor of that, talk about like Russia's committing war crimes, all this shit, and I'm like, yeah, you know what, motherfucker, so did we, and fucking we would never allow an outside country to try to put our troops on trial ever. No. Like, we'd be like, fuck you. Like, yeah. If Russia was like, we want to put American troops on trial for war crimes, we'd be like, fucking suck a bag of dicks. Mm-hmm. Like, and now you have, you, I mean, one thing that's, again, scary is our leaders, the leaders of our country, have directly said that Russia has committed crimes against humanity and war crimes, and that their leaders should be put on trial for war crimes. You're saying you want to remove Vladimir Putin and the leadership of that country. The only way you're doing that is if you march troops into Moscow.
Yeah.
Like, and the thing is, like, you keep fucking saying that they need to be removed from power. And it's like, well, the only way you're doing that is if we go to war with them. So, you're, in other words, you're pushing for us to go to war.
Yeah, like... Yeah, there are a lot of Russians that have fled, but it's like, there's a lot of Russians that are just like, yeah, we're on board.
Yeah.
I think probably most of them are on board.
I think the vast majority of the Russian population
is in favor of this. And if they're not on board, they're probably just shutting their mouths.
Yeah. I'm going to go to work and do my job.
I'm going to go to work.
Because their priority is to make sure their fucking family has food.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, yeah, I have to earn money and make sure my family's safe.
Even if they don't agree with it and they're like, yeah, this is horrible what our country's doing, they have to look out for their own family.
And the other big thing is, people don't understand this, Vladimir Putin in Russia is very popular. Like, he is. Like, that. There's no denying that Vladimir Putin is very popular in Russia. Under Putin's leadership, Russia, you gotta remember, Russia was, like, stumbling out of the collapse of the Soviet Union before he took over. They were fucked up.
Yeah.
Russia was not okay, like, after the Soviet Union collapsed. And he took over, he's been their leader for over 23 years now. And Russia has come back into being a world power, like, with him in charge. Their quality of life has gone up. Their average income has gone up. Like, life expectancy has gone up. Like, Russia is fucking way better off than they were 23 years ago before Putin took over. And that's a fucking fact. Like, if you actually do the research, it's like, no, Putin's been good for the Russians. There's a reason that the Russians overall like him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think if most Russians would acknowledge, yeah, he effectively is a dictator.
Yeah.
Like, he is. Like, yeah, he gets elected,
yeah,
in quotes.
But he's a nationalist. He wants his country to do well.
Yes. Oh, yeah. He's an extreme Russian nationalist. Like, he wants Russia to be the most powerful country in the world. I don't know. It's fucking crazy, man. Ugh. Well, this is our first episode back. We're at about an hour. You want to end it here?
Yeah, we can cut it right here.
All right.
Be good, well, talk. Enjoyed that.
Fuck yeah.
Hope you guys like that.
Yeah, thank you guys. If you're still here, if you have made it to the end of the episode and or you are still subscribed, I know we haven't. It's been a year. It's literally, our last episode was March 15th, 2022, before this one. So if you're with us still, thanks for listening. We hope you enjoy, and hopefully there will be nowhere near as long of a break between this new episode and the next one. But until next time, guys.
So long.
Bye.